Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through my podcast and signature coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. If you like this podcast, then you're going to love my group coaching program. If you would like to learn more about it, including the investment cost, what's included, see real client testimonials, and to sign up and enroll, please head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. The link is also in the show notes. All right, guys, welcome to episode 143 of the Irresistible You podcast. We are getting into it today all about the topic of, are you going to give up or are you going to get up? So let's get into it. So here we are. It's 2021. It is November. How did we get here? I'm sure that is the question everyone is asking, because let me tell you, I know I'm asking that question. This year, I feel like I say this every single year, and it seems like the older you get, the faster time seems to go, even though time doesn't ever change. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because as you get older, sometimes you have more on your plate, or I don't know. But this year, I am still thinking in my mind that it's 2019. Here we are about to be in 2022, and that is just insanity to me. And whenever I have these thoughts, especially as the year is starting to come to a close, which me saying that is just surreal. I'm going to get over it, I promise. But as the year is starting to come to a close, I like to get on the topic, and it really reminds me of how we don't have a lot of time to waste, because as you know and as you see, time passes anyway. No matter what is going on in your life, good, bad, and in between, the time will pass anyway. And it's so funny because I remember in senior year where we had to pick out a quote for the yearbook to go next to our picture. And I remember being so dramatic, and it's kind of funny because it's related to this, but I remember picking this quote, and I think it was from the Dangerous Minds movie. You guys remember that with Michelle Pfeiffer and Gangster's Paradise? Okay, so my quote was, time is the monster that kills us all. And I think that's actually on the Dangerous Minds. It's like in one of the songs on the soundtrack. And I laugh, but like, you know what? It's true. None of us are getting out of here alive, and none of us can escape the concept of time. Whether it feels like time is flying by or not, the time is the time. It really hasn't changed. It's how we are utilizing the time. It's how we are perceiving the time. And here we are about to roll our asses into a new year, you guys, and it's going to be the same old mess that's about to hit your feeds. And I feel like, you know, I've been talking about this message on the podcast now for coming up on, oh my God, 3 years. We started in 2018. I've been blogging on these topics since 2010. I'm a dinosaur online. So every year, you're going to start seeing the same bullshit's going to start popping up. And it's like, time waits for no one. No matter what is going on in your life, the seasons are going to change. The time is going to change, unless you live in a place that does not do daylight savings time, but you feel me. The stores are going to roll out their bullshit 2 months in advance, and there's nothing we can do about that. It's just the way it is. And so I always think about that when it's like, when I have so much going on in my life and I feel overwhelmed, and I quite often feel like there's this invisible hand that is pushing my back and is literally shoving me through life. And I'm like, no, I'm not ready. Like, I need to slow down. I need to soak in more of these moments. I don't want to plow through life right now. And no matter what you have going on, the leaves are changing. The leaves are going to fall. Summer is going to turn to fall. Fall is going to turn to winter. The weather is going to start getting cold. The days are going to get shorter. The holiday shit is going to be all in your face. And there's just this predictability about those patterns in the year. And we can't go around acting like it's a surprise. Like, oh my God, let me clutch my pearls. It's almost Christmas time. It's like, yeah, we knew that 12 months ago it was going to happen again, right? So it can get very repetitive. It can get very monotonous to just go through the motions of life. And when you're just going through the motions of life, it's like you're not living, you're just existing. And let me be frank, like we all have moments where we have to just exist and survive, and that's okay. Where it gets dangerous is when it's year after year after year that you find yourself just existing like a zombie, just, you know, walking around looking for your next meal and to pay the next bill. That's not a life, right? And this year for me personally has been extremely hard. There's been a lot of rewarding things, but this has been a very hard year for me personally. And I'm ready to take myself to the next level. And I've been sharing that over the last couple episodes and just, you know, getting the type 1 diabetes with Kat under our belt and really getting down a system. And Javi just turned one. And it's like, starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel, if you will, of this really hard season that I was in personally, and starting to see these glimpses and glimmers of Amy. Like the other day, I'll just share a quick story with you and we'll keep going. But the other day when I dropped Kat off at school, her teacher was like, I'm so sorry. I was supposed to text you last night. I found out at the last minute that one of the parents is bringing pizza and cupcakes for a party. I was like, oh, well, shit. I said, well, okay, that's fine. No worries. I was like, my husband and I will be back up here later on, and we'll bring her insulin, her pump, and we'll get it done so she can enjoy the party. You know, and it's like those little sacrifices where I had a lot of work to do that day, right? But I don't want, but I also have my life set up in a way where I can have that flexibility at the last minute. And I was able to do that for her, right? And I had gone back home and I was getting dressed for the day. And I went in my closet and pulled out a pair of heels that I haven't worn in a while, honestly. And I put them on and I came downstairs and even Frank was like, where are you going? And I was like, to school? And I said, I needed to put these on. I was like, because I'm tired of not wearing heels. I mean, I was someone who was in high heels every single day, morning till night, and I just haven't been like that lately. And I said, I put these on, and I said, I feel like Amy. I said, I feel like that bitch. Like, I just feel like me. Like, I am not me without these things. And it's like, it just brings that life back into me of like, you remember who the fuck you are. Like, you better remember who you are. Because you're that bad bitch and you need to remember who she is. And we can get so lost and swept up in the bullshit of life. You know, this unexpected bill, this unexpected illness, the car breaks down. Y'all know the dishwasher. It's always some bullshit that's going to happen, right? So let's just count on that. Not to be doom and gloom, but to just know our life is not going to be smooth sailing every single day. And when you put that expectation out there that it has to be perfect, that's when you set yourself up to fail. You are going to hit bumps along the way. And so as we hit, you know, November, we're about to hit Thanksgiving, we're about to roll into December with all the different holidays and such. And then the New Year's coming and you're going to see the same old commercials, the same Instagram ads, the same ads on your Facebook feed. All your friends going to be talking about New Year, New Me and all that other bullshit. And this is what I want to talk about specifically is this is your time. Are you going to give up? Or are you going to get up? Are you going to give up or are you about to get up? Because what a lot of us do, and I have done this in the past, believe me, I have been this person and it's why I can speak on it. It's November. I've been, you know, binging all the Halloween candy. The Halloween candy's still in the house. Here comes Thanksgiving. You know, I gotta like you know, gorge myself to death on the Thanksgiving food and then pick up all the holiday bullshit that I see at the store. And then it's Christmas and I'm just going to go, you know, balls to the wall with all the food and all the parties and all the drinks, right? And you can just tell yourself, fuck it, I'm done. I don't care. There's only a month and a half left in the year. Why should I give a shit? I'm going to restart in January. And this mindset that January 1 has some type of magical essence about it, that January 1, we become this new person. It's like, nah, bitch, you don't become a new person until you decide you want to be a new person. Because you get yourself all worked up, I'm going to find the perfect diet, the perfect meal plan. And you get yourself all worked up, you buy the cute workout clothes, you go buy yourself the cute glittery ass journal from Home Goods, and you tell yourself, clean slate, I'm not going to mess up, I'm going to be perfect. And we all know perfection does not exist. We all know there is no doing it in a perfect bubble, because we just said the one thing you can count on is some bullshit to happen. And then you allow that bullshit that happens to say, fuck it, I'm done. I don't need to lose weight. I don't need to better my life. I don't need to take care of me. And the truth is, when you take care of you, and you become that irresistible version of you, you can handle the bullshit a lot easier. You can take care of other people a hell of a lot easier when you start putting yourself first. So this is not the time for you to say, fuck it, I'm giving up, I'll start January 1. Because we all know that's a damn lie. How many times have you started over in January and here you are, at the end of another year, telling yourself the same tired ass story? Like, if this is you, this is your wake up call to get the hell up. And this doesn't mean that you need to get up and like go ham, perfectionist, you know, I'm going to do all the things I'm going to do. No, you just need to get up and figure out what's your next best step. One of the things that's in my program that I tell my girls is like, what's your next best step? Not where you want to be 100 steps from now. Where are you going to get? How are you going to get from step one to step two? What's the plan? And it's those little teeny tiny twerks. Okay, where's my mind? Twerks, tweaks, y'all. It's those little. Maybe it is some twerks. Who knows? You do you. But it's those little tiny tweaks that are going to get you to that next level version that you want to be. But if you decide, you know, 1 week into November that you're like, I'm done, I'll start over in January, you're throwing away 2 months. Do you know how much you can do in 2 months for yourself? Do you know how much you can get your mind right in 2 months? The holidays are not an excuse to treat yourself like a piece of shit. They're not. What you're doing is abusing yourself and treating yourself like a piece of shit by giving up. Now, let's not get it twisted, right? There's a difference between abusing yourself and having some indulgences now and then. Because it's the holidays. We know we're going to have some parties. We're probably going to have some get-togethers. We're going to have some of the foods and things that we don't get the rest of the year. But we don't have to go into it with this like scarcity mindset that you're never going to have it again. And so because you think you're never going to have it again, you have to eat until you can't breathe. We don't need to do that. We can indulge and have that like luxe experience without laying on the couch in pain and agony and like, you know, wanting to throw up because we ate so much we can't breathe. That's abuse. That's abusing yourself. That's treating yourself like a piece of shit. That is not respecting yourself. So the question you need to ask yourself, am I going to give up or am I going to get up and do the damn thing now, today, next minute, next hour, not tomorrow, today? What can I do today that will take me one tiny step forward? You know, it's not going 0 to 100. You know, we're not over here driving a sports car, okay? We're going 0 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. And people talk about, like, Well, that's just too slow. And it's like, okay, well, how's it working for you with you trying to go 0 to 100 because you're failing at it? I mean, seriously, come on. When you slow your ass down and you say, like, okay, 0 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, well, sooner or later, you get to 100. And you get there at a nice pace. You get there without the frazzledness. You get there without the crazy chaos. And you get there by fixing and changing things so that you don't have to keep repeating it over and over again. You're trying to get 0 to 100 and your car keeps breaking down because you're not taking care of that car. You're not maintaining that car. You're not putting gas in that engine. You're not taking care of it. So you really expect it to go 0 to 100? No, it's not, it doesn't work that way. I want you for a second to kind of close your eyes. If you're driving, don't do this. But just think in your mind for a second. December 31st, 2020. Where were you? What were you doing? What were you feeling? What were you thinking? What were you planning? Because I know you sit there and you don't like your body and you're not happy with your life and you don't like your weight. December 31st is a trigger. And that date will trigger you to think about, oh, I'm such a piece of shit. I didn't accomplish this. I didn't accomplish that. I can't believe I'm still fat. I can't believe I look like this. I swear tomorrow is a clean slate. New year, new me. Okay? How many of you did that? What were you thinking on December 31st, 2020? Where were you? And what did you tell yourself would be different this year? And then I want you to ask yourself, okay, is it different this year? As we are about to roll into another new year, has it changed? Have you changed? Have you stepped into that version of yourself that you told yourself that you would? Think about it. And if there's a disconnect and if there's a gap, you don't have time to give up because you've already given up too much time. And that's what I really want to impress upon you is that 2021, now from January till November, is gone. It is gone. It doesn't come back. The age you were a year ago is gone, honey. Gone like the wind. Gone. You know, time waits for no one. We are getting older. The people we love are getting older, and we can't fix that. We can't change that. We can't control that. The only thing we can control is how we show up, how we think, how we feel, how we interpret the situation. And if you have this disconnect and you don't like where you are, is that how you want to go into next year? And you will go into next year when you keep telling yourself in November, I'll start over in January. Your mind isn't right for January. Number one, starting over in January is the most asinine thing in the world. Second of all, if you're just telling yourself now that you're going to just push that off to the side until January, your mind isn't going to be right for January. So why not get it right today? Why not start putting things in motion today to lose the weight, the physical weight, to work on the emotional weight, to learn how to love yourself, to learn that you're worthy enough to take better care of yourself, that you are worthy enough to lose the weight, that you don't need to hold on to the weight anymore. You don't need to hold on to this weight for another 2 years. You got to start putting the ball in motion today. What's the next best step you can do today? Because if you tell yourself you're just going to say, F it, I'm waiting till January, you're going to roll through the holidays like, I don't even know what the word is, but you're going to just give yourself permission to take utter, complete, you're going to just treat yourself like pure shit. You're going to eat everything in sight. You're going to keep the stretchy pants on. And then on January 1, you're going to go, oh my God, I don't know how the jeans don't fit. How did this happen? Oh my God. And you're going to beat yourself up. You're going to call yourself the biggest piece of shit loser. I can't believe you fat bitch that here we are again. Da, 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 da. The same tired story. Isn't it exhausting? It's exhausting. Why do you do this to yourself? Why do you allow yourself to put yourself through that? It is exhausting. And it's not solving anything for you. You know, there's a lot of reasons people emotionally eat. Mostly because there's things they don't want to deal with. They don't want to deal with their emotions. They don't want to deal with the situation going on around them. They don't have things to look forward to. They don't have outlets to fulfill them. So they're starving in their soul, and then they go and they eat food. People emotionally eat because they can't stand their own company. There's a lot of you out there that can't stand to be in the room alone with yourself. So instead of being alone with yourself, you keep yourself, you're the busybody. Oh, yes, I'll volunteer. Oh, yes, I'll bring the cupcakes. Oh, I'll come over and do that. Oh, I'll come move that. Hey, can you go shopping with me? That one kills me. The people that have to have someone with them just to go shopping. It's like, okay, that's cool every once in a while, but I'm talking about the people who cannot go anywhere without someone attached to their hip. That's a problem. I give it to you guys straight. That's a problem. If you can't be with yourself, by yourself, you need to do some exploring. Because, girl, it's not about the food and it's not about the weight. It's about you and how you think about you, how you feel about you, how you treat you. If you don't like being with yourself. So if you find yourself the workaholic, the busybody, the volunteer, and then you're the martyr because you're like, oh my God, I do everything for everybody. Nobody does for me. You need to reevaluate some things. Because that's you binging on time. It's like binging on taking care of everybody else. So that you don't have to sit with you because you don't like the things you think and feel about yourself. And that's one of the things I get people in my program to do is like, you need to get comfortable spending time alone. One of my biggest, I swear I feel like I have so many pet peeves, but like one of the things that gets me when a woman introduces herself or her bio, her Instagram bio or whatever, and it says like their name and it says like mom, wife, friend, sister, daughter. It's like, okay, you are all those things, but I want to know who you are. I don't want to know that because we're all something to someone. I mean, let's be real. That is not your identity. And I feel like there's such a connection between people that speak of themselves in that way and the people that are always taking care of other people because they don't want to be with themselves because they don't even know who the hell they are. And that's one of the biggest questions when I ask women, when we have clarity calls and I say, hey, tell me about your magic wand day. If I could wave a magic wand and you could have the like most perfect day, we could fix all of the emotional weight and all the things you think about yourself, what would it look like? Radio silence. I cannot tell you how many times that happens because we are so caught up in taking care of everyone else that so many women don't even know who they are. And if you don't know who you are, and if you've lost yourself along the way, how the hell could you ever know what you want? So of course you avoid you. You avoid you by the busyness, by the food, all the things, right? So this is a time to decide, am I going to give up or get up? And when you decide you want to get up, I'm not talking about finding some magic weight loss program because that's not going to help you. That is not going to help you. It doesn't matter what weight loss method that you decide to use. If you don't lose your emotional weight, if you don't learn how to love being with you alone, none of that's going to matter. And I cannot stress that enough. You know, I've seen like little glimpses here and there. I know that Weight Watchers recently just changed their program again, which, let's be real, their program for the last couple of years has been complete trash, in my opinion. I can't stand it. I did not like Smart Points. I thought it was just horrific, the three plans and all that kind of stuff. And now they've taken a more personal route. And I think, you know, I haven't really dived into it too much. But why I brought that up is because every time they change a plan, people lose their shit. I can't do this anymore. This is going to be so hard. I'm going to gain back all my weight. Why did they do this? And it's not the plan, okay? It's not the plan. If, like, again, you cannot put all of your faith and hope and dreams into a diet hoping that's going to cure things for you. Because the minute things get changed, the minute some bullshit shows up in your life, you say, oh, this is too hard. You see where I'm going with this? So it's like the one constant in all of this is you. It's you, right? So you have to get really comfortable spending time with you and knowing what you like and what you don't like and who you are, what you stand for, all of that. And dealing with the things that you have been pushing away for many, many years because you don't want to deal with the pain of it. But you're not, you're just trading it off for a layer of more pain. Because if you're sitting there and the fat and it just feels so heavy and it feels so thick and it just feels like you want to rip your skin off because you can't stand it. It's like that that image of the statue that's covered in fat. It's this really, really obese fat. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I can't remember. And they have a chisel, right? And they're chiseling the fat off, and underneath is this super muscular cut body. And that's what it feels like sometimes when you just want to come out of your skin. And doing that, when you already have stuff that you don't want to do, you're just adding on. You're not taking away, you're adding on. So when it's time to get up, I don't want you out here searching for a magic solution diet, because that doesn't exist. What I want you to start focusing on is getting real crystal clear with how you want your life to look. Letting yourself dream, letting yourself wave the magic wand and imagine, what is that perfect day? What do you want your days to look like? Not your body. When you get your mind right and you get your emotions in check, the rest will follow. When you decide that you want to treat yourself better and you have things to look forward to and you have a life to live, not just to exist in, you want to take better care of yourself. And when you also realize how horrible it makes you feel to gorge yourself with these foods, that is abuse. You are abusing yourself. So you have to start the work now, not in January. Because if you tell you, oh yeah, in January, I'm going to start fresh. Like, you're not ready for that anyway. You're not ready for that, because starting fresh is not about ripping out the food in the cupboards, going and buying the cute Fabletics, getting the cute journal. No, you got to clear the clutter out of your mind. You need to start like decluttering the emotions going on inside of your head. You need to declutter the inner fat bitch thoughts that come up in your brain every 5 minutes. That inner voice that tells you you're disgusting, you're ugly, who do you think you are, you fat cow, dot, 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 dot. You need to go handle that. Because I promise you, when you lose your weight and you get close to or at your goal, that inner fat bitch, she doesn't disappear. She's still there. How many of you have lost the weight before? You've gotten to goal or you've gotten close and you still saw the fat girl version of yourself. You still heard the inner fat bitch telling you how you're worthless. You still only saw your flaws, your loose skin, your cellulite, your rolls. because it doesn't just go away because the weight comes off. It doesn't go away because you go to Tijuana and get some lipo. Okay, you don't go get a BBL and get the whole body transformation and the inner fat bitch is like sucked out in the process. No. You could pay for the most banging body in town and the inner fat bitch is still there. Okay? She's not part of the lipo. She's going to still be there. So whether you're lipoing it, you're burning fat, you're burning calories, you're doing all that, the inner fat bitch doesn't go away. It goes away when you do the mind work, when you do the emotional work that is required. And there's a lot of women out there who have never been, you know, fat, overweight, and they have the same beliefs about their bodies. I just see some stuff and I just cringe. And I think, oh my God, if someone could just shake you. You know, I can look back to old pictures of me, you know, 15, 20 years ago even. And I just want to shake that girl and be like, what is wrong with you? Like, right? So you've got to start doing the work now. Now. Yes, as the holiday season starts, stop using that as an excuse. I don't care what month of the year or what season we are in. There is always an excuse, okay? Y'all know I break this down every year and I'm about to do it right now. So here we go. You know, take your personal life and all of that to the side. And let's just focus on the year as like a seasonal thing, a holiday thing. You've got January, oh, it's a clean slate. You know, it's all the workout videos, all the diet commercials are out. You know, and then it's Valentine's Day. So then we have that excuse of, well, it was Valentine's Day and you went out to one dinner, girl. One dinner, and you're talking about Valentine's Day is gonna like sabotage all the things. But this is what we do, and again, I can speak on it because I've been in it. Okay, it's like, oh my God, there's chocolate hearts. Well, guess what? There's chocolate Christmas trees right now, and guess what? It's the same chocolate from the same factory poured into a different mold, and you're really sitting here about some shapes. You're really trying to let some shapes of chocolate distract you from what you want for the bigger, better version of your life that you deserve. I mean, seriously. Okay? So then it's February, Valentine's Day. It's like, oh my God, I had the cheesecake at Cheesecake Factory and I'm just like sabotaged my diet. No, you did not. It's called living your life. And then March, depending on the year, I don't know when Easter is this year. Sometimes it's Easter, spring break. Let's just lump it all together, March and April, right? So we use that as, oh my God, guess what, girl? Now Hershey, they poured the chocolate into an egg and they filled that joint with peanut butter. Oh, you mean like the Christmas tree that's filled with peanut butter right now and the pumpkin that was filled with peanut butter a month ago? Think about it, right? May, we've got the barbecues coming. We've got Memorial Day. Summer's about to get rolling. So then it's like, that's like the most healthiest time. For me personally, I think summertime is like, we can grill. We can eat all the fresh fruit. We got the fruit popsicles. But somehow we can get it twisted. It's just so busy. It's the summertime. The kids are out of school. And come on with the excuses that we use. And then it's back to school, and you know, that's just really hectic because it's back to school, and then it's Halloween, and here we are again. I want you, as like a takeaway, is I want you to write down every month of the year, starting with January to December. I want you to write down each month, and I want you to think back to, over the course of this year, or whether it's the course of, you know, prior years in your life, what are the things, the excuses that are tied to the seasonality, they're tied to the holidays that you have used? And then we all know our birthday month is one big excuse, right? Oh, it's my birthday. I'm going to have cake. Oh my God, clutch my pearls. So think about that and write it down. Don't just do this stuff in your head. You need to see what you tell yourself. And you cannot I want you to think about this. When you're decluttering your cabinets, do you do it while everything is in the cabinet and just hope for the best? Well, I'm going to move this here and move this there, and this will go over here. I'll move this Tupperware there. That is a hot mess, girl. Hot mess. So you can't do that in your brain. You need to write it down to see on paper the things that you're doing. And then you just laugh because you see how asinine it is. I mean, we are really going to get hung up on some shaped chocolate. Seriously, like we do this. And so when you start to break it down and see all the excuses that you could have, it's like, why not learn how to navigate through life, enjoying the holiday season, enjoying the birthdays and the different events, without treating yourself like shit, without gorging yourself, without abusing your own body. You can still enjoy these things without going crazy. But you have to decide that. You have to have a plan. And as we move into this time of year, you have to make that decision. Am I going to give up or am I going to get up? And if you consciously tell yourself, I'm going to just give up, okay. But please understand, you are making that choice. And that's your choice to make. But don't sit there on January 1st, putting on your running shoes, wondering why they feel tight, putting on your workout clothes, wondering why they don't fit, if you decided to give up. And if you decide, you know what, this makes sense, Amy's right, I don't want to throw the towel in, I want to just set myself up for success, I don't need to just fail because it's the holiday season. What if I could learn how to thrive through the holiday season? To like enjoy some things, but also like change how I treat myself too, and actually maybe lose some weight in the process. So if you decide to get up, define what that means, because how I define getting up, it could be totally different from your definition. So for some people, they might say, okay, listen, I'm not giving up. However, I just don't want to actively try to lose weight for the next 2 months, but I don't want to gain anything. And that's okay too. You set the intention. You could also tell yourself, okay, I definitely want to keep losing weight throughout the holidays. This is my plan. This is my goal. And then your actions have to reflect that. Where things get twisted is when you just like unconsciously make decisions like a zombie, and then you wonder why, and then you act like the victim that everything is happening to you. No, everything happens because of the choices that we make. And you can get through the holidays without, you know, gaining 10 pounds. That's not necessary. It's just not necessary. So decide, what is it going to be? How am I going to show up? How do I want to feel? How do I want to get up? How do I want to do this? What am I going to do? What's the game plan? And let's be real. Thanksgiving is one day, guys. It's actually one meal. If you have, you know, multiple families in your location, then you probably have, okay, two meals. So why does one meal become a sabotage of all of November? Why? These are the questions that you need to dive into with yourself. You need to sit down where it's quiet and you need to journal about it. You need to write it down. Because if you don't throw a wrench in this cycle, the body image shame cycle, the yo-yo diet body image, if you don't throw a wrench in this cycle, I promise you it's not going to end in January. And you're going to be sitting here a year from now with the same tired excuses, the same tired feelings, and you're going to be frustrated, you're going to be sad, you're going to be pissed off. And guess what? You're another year older. So then you got that to deal with. Just saying, right? Like, we're not getting younger. We're aging. So you're going to deal with that on top of it. You know, and I turned 40 this year, which is still so surreal to say, but it's like, as I get older, I don't want this emotional weight. You know, I've done a lot of hard work to shed this emotional weight. And it takes constant work every single day. There is no finish line. And I think that's the, there's so much that's problematic with the diet industry and diet culture. But one of the things that is so problematic for me is that they create this image that there's a finish line. Just get to your goal weight. That's the finish line. And it's like, I feel like that's, you're just getting started. Because nobody talks about maintaining. Nobody talks about not going back to the previous weight. So people will use this, well, so-and-so passed away, or this happened and I gained all my weight back. It's like, that didn't happen because someone passed away. That didn't happen because someone got an illness. That didn't happen because you lost your job. It happened because you lost control of your feelings, of your emotions. And when I talk about this, for those of you that are new or maybe haven't been exposed to a lot of the podcast, I am not minimizing hard times. I get hard times, believe me. I am not minimizing trauma whatsoever. You know, we all need time to process things. We all need time to work through things. But one of the single most important skills you could ever learn is how to take control of your emotions. Seriously. So, are you going to give up? Or are you about to get up? Let me know. Let's talk about it in the Facebook group. There is a free Facebook group. Go to Irresistible You Podcast in the Facebook search bar under groups. Request to join is completely free. And y'all, when you get in there, please don't like ghost. Like, join the conversation. That's what it's there for. You know, and you guys can post things. You don't need to sit around and wait for me to post things either. Like, I usually post the weekly podcast episode. I'm in there. I haven't been in there, honestly, as much. And I want to get the group, like, really going again. I just feel like Facebook has been a ghost town lately, and the algorithms are evil, and they don't allow people to see things, and it's just a mess. So, like, let's get in there, and let's communicate, and let's get it going again. That's one of the best places to, like, the post-podcast conversations. And then I am also on Instagram at Irresistible Icing. I just posted on my feed this week for the first time in like, it was since the summer. I have just been posting stories. I find them easier. I just like stories. I don't know. And again, it was like the algorithm stuff too. It's like you go to the effort of, you know, getting your images and, you know, editing or tweaking the image and then putting on the feed and putting the captions, and then it's like a ghost town. And it's just frustrating. So I just kind of started doing nothing but stories. But I think I will start posting again here and there if that's something you guys like as well. So those are the two places that we can hang out, Instagram and on the community page. Also, if you want to work with me, if you want to join the Irresistible You coaching program, that is an option as well. You're going to get a deep dive into the framework, into the guiding principles. You also get weekly coaching with me. So if you want to learn more about that, head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. All the information is there. If you have further questions, you can shoot me a DM and let me know what questions you do have. Thank you guys so much for listening. If this was helpful, head over to iTunes, leave a rating and review. Until the next one, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.